Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. The Green Bay Packers have released Andrew Beck, the fullback, off of the practice squad. I know y'all broken up, probably came here to grouse about it, but that was three elevations for the young man, and rather than sign him to the 53, the Packers have released him. And I know that's the big news of the day as the Packers prepare their game plan for their trip to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars, who, hey, look, I've seen already, we're only 2 days away from that victory over the Texans, and people are already talking about a trap game. I don't think this team can really believe in trap games. I think each and every week with Matt LaFleur talking about having to go 1-0 every week, I don't see this team looking past the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know, hey, man, if you look at the Packers and their history in the state of Florida, no matter who they're playing, it hasn't been pretty. It hasn't been good. But I do think this is a game where the Packers have to take care of business. I expect them to do so. We'll see tomorrow when they get back out on the practice field who is trending towards looking healthier and potentially playing, i.e. Devontae Wyatt. I'm really hoping he is able to practice this week. He has not even hit the practice field the last 2 weeks. And we'll see, you know, a couple other guys, how they're doing coming off that game against the Texans. One guy who certainly looks like he's coming alive is Rashawn Gary. Really loved going back and watching this film in the All-22 and looking at how much they moved Rashawn Gary around in this game. And not only pre-snap, i.e. putting him in different places prior to the snap of the football, but also what they asked him to do post-snap. Now, there were a bunch of traditional four-man rushes, no doubt about it, but they also had a lot of games, a lot of stunts up front, where they had Rashawn on long tracks, I mean, looping around in a big manner, almost all the way across all five guys up front for the Texans. And their ability to flush the quarterback out almost directly into Rashawn was pretty darn impressive. And I think it would appear they kind of took advantage of a tendency of Stroud's as far as bailing out, trying to escape out the back door and or use his legs to, peel off from interior pressure, but they seemed to have a really good beat on it because Rashawn was almost always there right in his grill. And even when it was just kind of traditional rushes and Stroud tried to break the pocket, Rashawn's explosiveness, his ability to close, you know, grass in a rapid rate sure seemed to catch Stroud off guard. And I do think there's, you know, zero doubt that was his most active game, his being Rashawn's most active game of the season. I hope they continue this. Now, obviously, you're not going to do it against every single opponent, against every single offense you face. You're trying to take advantage of certain things about your opponent and their protection qualifications and rules and things like that. But I do think Rashawn's athletic ability was unlocked in this game in a way we really haven't seen so far this season. I think it helps him. It helps the defense. Really hope we see more of it going forward in 2024. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody already mixing it up. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. And when I say projected stats, they have a million different types of stats for you to choose from. You get quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types. That's what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. And look, I know you're asking, where is it available, Aaron? Well, it's available in 43 different states, also Washington, D.C., and most importantly, the state of Wisconsin. That's right, Wisconsin folks, get yourself the Prize Picks app, use code CHTV, join in on the fun. I hit 3 of 4 last night in that Monday nighter. Rashad White, the one guy who kept me out of a clean sweep. Who knew he was going to go for 40 yards rushing against a team that had not allowed more than 38 yards to a single back all season long? That less than 35.5 came back to bite me. But overall, a good night for yours truly on Prize Picks. As I said yesterday, get your picks in for each and every national game. Send them to me on Twitter. Show me your Cheesehead TV code and your Prize Picks lineups. We're going to have some fun this season. Download it. Do it, people. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. What else we got? Don't sleep on anyone. No kidding. Gotta love it. Let's get this going. Great Halloween costumes. Enjoying a Carry the G in your honor, Aaron Nagler. Cheers. Thank you, Mike. That's very kind of you. And thank you for the shout out about the Halloween costumes. There's no doubt that each and every year the kids put a lot of pressure on me to come up with something different. And this year it was a lot of fun doing the Beetlejuice and with Sarah doing the Sandworm. Always a good time. Let's see. Conservatism. I'm not going to read the rest of your handle, but I appreciate you checking out the stream on X. Not much mobility in the league like there was a few years ago. Next few games, we'll be able to rush rather than contain. I mean, yeah, I think there's something to that as far as who the Packers are facing. Certainly, this Sunday, you're not really concerned about Trevor Lawrence getting outside the pocket and making things happen with his legs the way you were. I mean, somewhat Stroud, but definitely Kyler Murray a couple weeks ago. But, you know, he's still an athlete. You still got to be cognizant of it. The issue always is, you know, you play with vision on the quarterback so that you can contain some of that stuff. But you're probably right in the sense that Trevor Lawrence, Jared Goff, those aren't a bunch of, you know, guys with wheels that you're truly concerned about. I'll send you my picks for a case of Carry the G. Daniel, if you can hit on four on a power play, I'll send you a case of Carry the G. How's that? Nick asks, are you concerned about Love's INTs? No. Did a whole thing about this yesterday. Check out a short on the YouTube channel where it literally says, I am not concerned about Jordan Love's INTs. Not in the slightest. How do we stop BTJ? Well, carefully. And with a bunch of different coverages, I would suspect. I don't think there's any one thing you can do. I think you got to throw a lot at it. Isaiah, does it look like Stokes will be traded? If so, for what? I've seen quite a little bit of this about the potential for trading Eric Stokes. And I'm just going to ask, I don't mean to sound mean here, but who is trading for Eric Stokes? I understand like they, you know, didn't pick up the fifth year option. So he's on the last part of the last year of his deal, some cheap labor, so to speak. And there's going to be a team willing to give up draft capital for Stokes for a rental, because he's going to be a free agent, unless you're telling me they're going to extend him. He has not been good this year. Why does another team want to invite that onto their squad? I don't understand that. I understand Packers fans are ready to move on, but you need a partner to dance with. And I don't know who's making this call to say, hey, give us Eric Stokes. I mean, they called about Rasul Douglas. That made sense because Rasul Douglas is pretty good. But who's trading? I mean, maybe you can get a conditional seventh. Maybe. I'd much rather keep him in the fold for the back half of the year in case injury strikes, which they always do, and have a guy who at least knows my system, has a lot of time, so to speak, invested all the way back to the beginning of their installing of this new system. I don't know, man. I don't see it. Now, maybe, who knows? You know, the league is crazy, and maybe Joe Barry is down there in Miami going, hey, look, we need the Stokes kid. And they make that move. But I would be surprised. AKF, I got Greg Newsome and Zaven Collins in my Packers franchise on Madden. Well, there you go. That's where it would potentially happen, is on Madden. The Greg Newsome thing, I've seen a lot of that as well. If you want a few names, some realistic names, I did just put up a video about realistic Packers trade targets, because I keep seeing the Myles Garrett thing and Max Crosby and Greg Newsome. I just don't see any of that happening. They'll make calls. They always do. But yeah, I don't think that's happening. Michael, trade Van Ness. All right, relax. Slow down. He's only a year and a half into his tenure. Let's slow it down. Quinn, thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Nags, how are McManus and Mixon the only players to do a Lambeau leap? This has been an issue lately. Young guys need to figure it out. Couldn't agree more. I literally said, I believe, on the watch party, need to have Matt to have a talk with these young men. Like, a tradition. Although that said, I think Jacobs did it because, you know, it's new and fresh for him. So it's like his first time with a touchdown, especially a reception touchdown. So he was all excited and he jumped in the stands. You love to see it. But yeah, for the most part, a lot of these guys, Wicks doesn't do it. You know, Tucker Kraft didn't do it. Tucker Kraft has done it, but he didn't do it on Sunday. Like, man, you got to get it. Look at this. William, Thank you so much for the chat here on YouTube. Loving Prize Picks so far. Earned $200 and only deposited $30. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I love, man. Come on now. It's a lot of fun. And they get, like you, like I said, use code CHTV. $5 gets you $50 right off the bat. Do it, people. Tommy Guns, Nags, your hat game is fire. Well, thank you, sir. This is one of ours. You can get it in a link here on YouTube, right to the store. Cheesehead TV hat. I couldn't believe someone gave Kevin King another look this year. Miracles can happen. Trade Stokes for a first.
Johnny.
I mean, hey, you're right. Miracles can happen. Although Kevin King, you'll see, was released, what, last week? Even Atlanta was like, yeah, no, we're good. Justin says, more Lambeau Leaps in the future. Let's hope so. Let us hope so. One can only dream. No doubt about it. What else we got? Ryback, thanks for the super chat, man. Nags, I think Dobbs is number one wide receiver. Then Reed, and you think Wicks is over his little slump that he was in. I mean, he was productive, right, on Sunday. As far as number one wide receivers, guys, I'm going to touch the sign here.
I get, like, I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. That's something that you guys talk about. I feel like we got a bunch of them.
They don't need a number one wide receiver. They don't got a number one wide receiver. They ain't going to never need a number one wide receiver in 2024. The ability to spread the ball around and have the defensive coordinator not know who you're going to be targeting from down in and down out. Certain third down, got to have it situations. Who are they going to go to? You don't know. Who are they going to target in certain situations? You don't know. Don't need a number one. Don't want a number one. Ain't no number one. Here endeth the lesson. Was this the first time a fan pushed opposite team out of a Lambeau leap? No, Kurt Meister. Actually, that happened against the Bengals years ago. I believe it was Ocho Cinco tried to do one or did do one. He eventually did one with some Bengals fans, but he got pushed out initially. So it has happened before. Robin, bring back Oren Burks. Why? I got nothing. That is so random, but I love it. Let's see. Rick Harris, what's up, man? If 45 plays well again, does he take 7th spot? No. Most likely, no. Now, never say never, but I know fans are out on Quay Walker. The team is not. And also, it would have been nice to see Quay been given some of those same opportunities, and then he got, you know, injured and missed the game where they were able to smell blood in the water and get after the quarterback. Go back and watch the last few weeks when Quay has been asked to rush the quarterback in some of those double A gap situations. He's done a very good job. So I think when Quay gets back, he'll be doing a lot of that when it's called upon. But yeah, I don't see Eric Wilson becoming your solidified Mike linebacker anytime soon. Aaron Picard, thanks for the chat, man. Billy hit the nail on the head. No risk it, no biscuit. Seems like a t-shirt. Can we get a creamy and cold for that fan in the end zone? I mean, that guy, I know I saw somebody found him on Instagram, and his profile page now is literally him, like, basically doing you shall not pass to Mixon in the end zone. God bless him. Carrie, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Nags, what is the story with the Carrie the G song? Did you write it? Maybe you have covered it, but I've missed it. It's a catchy song. Dish, Nags. Oh, well, I did not write it. Jason Fabus wrote it. He is a professional musician, which I'm pretty sure you could tell. He has a band out there in California. He's a huge Packers fan, and you can find a link to his YouTube page in the description of this video on YouTube. And hey, you know what? Since you're asking, let's take a listen to some of his fine work.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be, so creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
I mean, that is a major earworm. There is no way you hear that and don't have it in your head for the rest of the day. I'll tell you that. That is a sign of a great jingle. Brandy, what's up? Nag, 7 people on the D-line only to blitz or bail out worked. Who knew? Yeah, I mean, look, the Packers have utilized that type of thing before, but it's been rare where it's been so effective repeatedly that they just kept after it. And you did see the Texans eventually start to block it up a little better towards the end. But yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had when you're keeping the quarterback and the protection units guessing, which is what Green Bay absolutely did throughout most of that second half against the Texans. No question about it. Any news on Marshawn Lloyd? Nothing yet, Jim. Hopefully, maybe we'll see something develop tomorrow, first day at practice. But as of right now, right before I went live, there was nothing. I know he is now within the time frame as far as he's spent four weeks on the IR. So they can open that window at any moment. But, you know, it depends on where he is as far as his rehab goes. Coming back from that injury, we have no idea where he is on that timeline. So could be imminent, could be a couple weeks from now. Hell, maybe he's out all year. We'll see. Glenn, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Going to be in New York Sunday for the World Series on Monday. Best place to watch games in Manhattan. Go Pack Go and Go Yankees. Wow, I'm really glad you had to pay to get me to say Go Yankees. Because you know what? Fuck the Yankees. I love going back way at the start of Twitter when we were all kind of trying to figure out what the thing was. And I'll never forget, I said something, you know, about the Yankees, how much I didn't like the Yankees. And someone's like, you just have a negative view of the Yankees. And I was like, no, I don't have a negative view. I have fuck the Yankees forever. And that's a derivative of Major League Baseball and their economic situation and the fact that, oh, what a shock. You mean numbers 2 and 3 on payroll are in the World Series? I am shocked. And the team that beat the Brewers was number one? Oh, my God. You mean the Guardians and the Brewers couldn't compete? I am absolutely floored. Man, fuck the big markets. Fuck the Yankees forever and ever. The only good thing the Yankees ever did was inspire Vince Lombardi. That was it. A number one. Logan asks, can we not look past the Jaguars? I mean, we can do whatever we want because we're fans. As far as the Packers, we'll see. I don't believe in trap games per se. And I do think because of the Packers' youth and the combination of LaFleur and his one and got to go 1-0 each week mantra, I don't suspect we'll see much of a trap game mentality. But you never know. They're human. We'll see. I do want to circle back to Glenn because he did ask a nice question about where to watch games in Manhattan. Man, I got to be honest. If it's not football, I'm not really too sure. I mean, I know a couple spots here in Astoria, but in Manhattan, it's not really my bag. A lot of the spots are just so busy, like especially if there are big games involved, which undoubtedly will, you know, qualify when the Yankees are in the freaking World Series. So I don't want to steer you wrong, but I will say, you know, there's a bunch of great spots on Second Avenue. If you go up and down like the east side, you'll find a number of establishments that will probably have a vibrant setting for you to enjoy the game. That's the best I got for you. Any draft crushes yet, Nags? No. Can we get through the season first before we start talking about draft crushes? Biggest disappointment so far. Ah, love it when people get all negative. Biggest disappointment so far, LVN or LM? Oh, it's got to be LVN, isn't it? Van Ness, the way we have seen absolutely nothing out of this kid. I put him in the bad after that Texans game. It's just hard to watch at times. It's just like there is no plan. There's certainly no explosiveness comparative to his NFL peers and the guys he's trying to beat. I mean, he literally just gets locked up each and every pass rush attempt. Now, sometimes he can create something on a, you know, an attempted on a game or a stunt where he's part of a pass rush plan, right? But one-on-one, baby, hard to watch. I actually think he might benefit from some of the Rashawn Gary treatment if they started moving him around, asking him to play different spots, etc. But yeah. I mean, I know he's still young, still early stages as far as his NFL career goes, but you would really have hoped that you'd see a bit more out of him. Former top 15 pick, second year in the league. And I understand he's learning a new defense, new position. I get all that, but man, it has been hard to watch. What else we got here, folks? Glenn, I got back to it, buddy. Don't you worry. I love how Chris Brooks came in and was pass blocking those last 2 minutes of the game. He helped Love and the O-line a lot. Yeah, I mentioned this on Twitter on Monday, Isaiah, because during my rewatch, I didn't even notice that live. But and they mentioned it on the broadcast that Jacobs came out shaking his arm, which, by the way, is something to watch for tomorrow. See if he pops up on the injury report. But yeah, the fact that he was in there almost the entire 2 minute drill when they get into position to kick the winning field goal, Chris Brooks getting in there and like really doing a great job, sticking his nose in pass pro, taking on both linebackers, safeties, blitzing corners. Like he was everywhere. It was impressive. It was very impressive. There's one play in particular where they try to blitz the A gap and he just steps in there and makes sure there is a wall in front of Jordan Love. It was pretty damn good. Pretty damn impressive. Driving crooner, what's up? No Jameson Williams when we play Detroit. Just please don't allow Lambeau to fill with Lions fans. Well, once again, we are talking to the gold package, aren't we? We know how that went last year on that Thursday nighter. I suspect we're going to see a ton of Lions fans again, and it's not because of the gold package. I know, before you get all mad and get your YouTube fingers flying at me, you Milwaukeeans, we know it's just the modern NFL. Right, the way the Packers take over outside stadiums now is just kind of the gig. If you, especially if you have a good team, if it's a division rivalry, there are going to be a lot of Honolulu blue in the stands. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just part of the NFL landscape at this point. Think we'll have 25,000 Packers fans in Jacksonville? Yeah, Rick, that actually sounds somewhat conservative as far as an estimate goes. And to what I was just talking about, that's, you know, you can set your watch on Packers fans taking over whatever stadium the Packers are playing in. And I don't think that's going to be any different this Sunday in Jacksonville. Probably some of their only way to watch Lions, because when the Packers play there, it's sold out. I mean, possibly. And look, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over the, you know, Great Lake there, and pretty easy to get to if you're from the Detroit area, or even if you're just a Lions fan in the Midwest in general. So I could see it. Tommy, I feel better listening to Rodgers' excuses now that he's in New York. Some interesting days out here in New York City, I'll tell you that. The back pages, whoo, baby, starting to turn on old Aaron Rodgers. And I'm with you, man. It's good not to have to worry about it in any meaningful way. Cheeto, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I just got a flag for writing this chat. It's getting out of hand. Yeah, the over judiciousness of NFL officiating has at times made the NFL really hard to watch. Really hard to watch, especially when they get in the weeds on nonsense that has nothing to do with the outcome of the play or with the play at all. It's, oh, man, that's the shit that drives me nuts. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. Looking forward to knowing that we will win. Never any doubt, of course, but still looking forward to the return of knowing we will win. Ed, you're a better man than I. I don't know. I never know that the Packers are going to win. I haven't thought like that since 1996. That was the last season where I thought, yep, they're going to win. Yeah, pretty much every week. I don't know, man. Since losing the Super Bowl that following season, I've always had some doubts. That doesn't mean I'm not confident that they can do it, but too much shit can happen in an NFL game. You know, crazy bounces, just fluke INTs or fumbles on special teams, things that swing entire games. I don't know, man. I never know. I feel confident, but I don't know. Let me see. I'm a Quay fan. What about getting both Quay and Wilson on the field together? Quay in the Will and Wilson in the Mike. Yeah, but then where is Edrin Cooper? You aren't keeping Edrin Cooper off the field. Not at this point, especially given that they've given him more and more playing time, and now he is really coming to the fore. I hear you, man. I do think we'll see some combination of all three of those guys at times, but you got to have Quay on the field, and you got to have Edrin Cooper on the field. Got to do it. Went to the Rams game this year. More Packers fans than Rams fans. Go Pack, go! I hear you, Peter, though. That is pretty traditional in that stadium with the Rams. But yes, again, Packers fans, definitely going to travel. Daniel, yes, you hit it right on the head here. The illegal shift and illegal formation this year is a complete disaster. Man, you ain't lying. It is absolutely atrocious how we can have these amazing plays and then, oh, nope, flag. This dude was, his foot was an inch deeper than it was supposed to be. I got to bring it back. Now they have to go even further to get the first down. Like, what are we doing here? I can't imagine there's a human on this earth who would plunk down their $300-$400 to get their Sunday ticket subscription so they could go, yes, please, Jesus, this awesome play that I just witnessed, call that back because someone was an inch off the line of scrimmage. Like, what are we doing here? That shit drives me nuts. Chad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Need a Packers bar recommendation in London. Wish I could help you, Chad. I mean, I love the Dog and Duck pub, but they don't have televisions. They don't show Packers games. Hopefully someone in the chat can help you out. Can't say I'm entirely familiar with the Packers bar scene in London, though I do love London. That is a great town. Hopefully someone in the comments here can help us out. Or, you know what? Shoot me an email at aaron@cheeseheadtv.com, and I'll bring it up tomorrow on Packer Transplants or later in this week on Daily. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, Carry the G Club members here on YouTube. Don't forget, we got happy hour at the top of the hour. Hope you'll join Corey and I. Always a good time chatting with Packers fans from literally all over the world. The Zoom information is on your respective pages. Everyone else, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.